Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Inner Peace series, a series of programs aimed at exploring a meditation technique called Sahaja Yoga and guiding you through the practical steps. Once the basics have been learned and experienced, regular meditation can bring about an inner peace, balance, good health, and that elusive delight, joy. Let us start with the basics. What is meditation? Well, meditation happens when our attention drops all interest in the future and the past and becomes one with the now, with the present. It's the state of mental silence where there are no thoughts, but we are completely aware and alert. But how can we stop our thoughts? And why should we stop our thoughts? Isn't it good to think? Well, it depends on what you mean by thinking. Let's be honest. How often are we in control of our thoughts? And how often are we controlled by our thoughts? I don't want to impose any ideas and presumptions, but just look at the thoughts that usually occupy our minds. How often are we in control of these thoughts like a skilled horseman? And how often are we just holding tight to the reins of the wild thinking which takes us deeper and deeper into an illusion of likely and unlikely possibilities, of assumptions and doubts, fears and make-believes? And what about emotions? How often are we in control of our emotions? And how often are we controlled by them? We can enjoy them, but they can also torment us. However, when we are thoughtless and aware, we are in control. We are our own master. But the practical question still remains. How can we stop our thoughts? Thinking about not thinking won't help us. And by watching our thoughts, well, we're just thinking, aren't we? There has to be another way, a more spontaneous, a more natural way. Something has to happen to our attention. Well, the good news is that there is a solution, or at least the possibility of one. You have to experiment for yourself and see if what we offer you is genuine or not. So here is a little hypothesis. Across many traditions and cultures, true meditation has been associated with self-realization. And self-realization is the awakening of an inner spiritual, motherly, nurturing energy which is present within every human being. The way to achieve this spiritual awakening was shown to us by a lady named Sri Mataji Nirmala Devi, who for 40 years offered self-realization all over the world for those who sought answers to the deepest questions. The spiritual awakening which follows self-realization lifts the attention above the thoughts, beyond the duality of time, and allows us to be in the present, thoughtless and aware. This first episode was all about giving you an idea of what we mean by meditation and self-realization. Join us next time, and we will go through the process of self-realization, where you can, perhaps for the first time, experience true meditation.